you very much, Gregory, for giving us this broad overview on also a rather new dimension, which reminds us to the history of European approaches, especially on the East and West confrontation and the cleavages within Europe, but also the relationship between the non-European space, which should also be on our agenda in order to explain the development of sport in Europe. We are finally going to have Philippe Fonat in our fourth presentation in this session over here. Now we are returning to football. Philippe is an expert on, let's say, the early European football history, especially after the Second World War. He has already worked in his master's thesis on this matter, and now his PhD will also deal with the beginnings of football at the European level. Philippe Fonat is working at the Lausanne University, but currently has obtained some funding to practice his research studies in different universities. And I'm very happy that Philippe will also be part of this university from September or October onwards in order to carry out his studies. Now he's going to focus on the early football history, and we've got to change the presentation, but I think now this works. And finally, after this four presentation, we will have some time left, around 15 to 20 minutes, in order to discuss and ask questions to all four presentations we had so far. Cheers. I will take care for this. Yeah.
Just
here.
Is that what?
Okay, thank you, Jürgen. Dear colleague, thank you for the organization. It's a pleasure to be here and to have the possibility to speak in front of you. First, I want to apologize for two things. First, for my English, and also for the linguistic mistake in the PowerPoint. And second, because I present here an exploratory research, so it's preliminary reflection. So I hope that it could be open a debate. We will see. So what is that is the plan of my presentation. I will one or two think about the subject. Then I will see the question of the Europeanization of football through three European tournaments. And finally, I will do a little conclusion. I will try to respect the time. So about the subject. So, as Jürgen said, I focus about the European football and principally in the 50s and 60s. And it's true that a lot of researchers see that there is a European dimension of football since the interwar period. So it's true. Huh? There is a lot of matches, international matches, competitions, network of football managers, a lot of exchange, European media coverage. For example, a competition like Mitropa Cup that I will explain later. Its coverage in Switzerland, but also in Germany, but. So there is a European dimension in the interwar period, but for me, it's not really European because the exchange are very regional, and for me the big change is in the 50s, because in the 50s there are the first European tournaments and of course the creation of UEFA. So I will try to see that for me, if there is a Europeanness of football, it's increased in the 50s. So, but the problem, if I can speak about Europeanization, because it's a difficult concept. I was, for example, I was in Paris two months ago in the Institute of German Studies. There was a big congress about Europeanization. And finally, it was difficult to try a good, clear definition. As Olsen has said 10 years ago, Europeanization is a fashionable but contested concept. Arne Niemand and Alexander Brand have shown that there was a complex concept, because it's a two-way process, top-down, bottom-up. Another question, I speak about Europeanization, but some authors have shown that there is Europeanization, but EU-ization or UEFA-ization, so it's quite complex, and I think we have to discuss about that, and I'm not an expert about the use of this concept, so that's why I put this question on the table. So the goal is to show the process, the Europeanization through the case of a European tournament. So I will begin with the Mitropa Cup. So Mitropa Cup is a big tournament of the interwar period, begin in the 1927. And you can see that Austria, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Italy, sometimes Romania and Switzerland take part in. It was a big competition because in the peak level in 1946, there was 20 teams, and it was the duration of the competition was from July to November, so it was important. And also, as Jürgen has shown, but also for Paul Dicci, it's important media coverage, and it was important also for the club because it was the possibility to have a financial support. So for me, it's an important competition, but two things are discussable, I think. It's first, that is not really a European competition because it's regional, because it's a Danubian space of football that is concerning by the competition. And second, the competition has not a true impact on the domestic championship. We can discuss, but I think for me it's a small impact in opposite of the other competition I will present. So in the middle of the 50s, there is a big change for me. It's the creation of European Champions Club Cups. The idea was developed by Gabriel Hano, a journalist of newspaper L'Équipe, in December 15. But in fact, the idea was taken part by the UEFA, I think, 4 or 6 months later. It was an important competition because first there was a European, the first time in the history of football that there is a European edition. The first edition, it's 15 or 16 clubs from each part of Europe who take part in the competition. And that is interesting to see that the season follows the football season. It's from September to May. So here you can see it's the clubs that take part in the competition in 57. That is an image that you can find in the official bulletin of UEFA. So you can see that it's all European countries that are concerning by the competition. So what is new for me, it's when UEFA take charge of the tournament, at once some associations that are not concerning in the beginning by the competition ask to take part in, for example, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Eastern Germany. And it's the UEFA said in June 55, okay, we take the competition. Okay, just 2 weeks later, this association send a letter to ask if it's possible for them to participate. So for me, it's a big change, and the organizer, UEFA, permits one to stabilize the competition, because in the beginning of the 60s, it's all the European champions that take part in the competition, and also to develop the European popularity of the tournament. So media coverage, it's discutable because as Jean-Christophe has shown in the beginning, the UEFA, it's not for the media coverage, it's it's a discussion between UEFA and Eurovision. But also some author has seen that perhaps this competition are important for the European identity. I don't know. I think it's a question, but it's a great change for me. And finally, I will present the UEFA Cup. So the UEFA Cup, it's first the Intercity First Cup. It's an idea of a great manager, football manager in the 50. It's Ernst Thomann, Swiss, Stanley Roos, an English, Ottorino Barassi, an Italian. And Cologne take part in the first Intercity First Cup. And in the middle of the 60s, it was the most important tournament in Europe, about 64 participants. It was very great, but it was not under the jurisdiction of UEFA. And it was so important that in the second part of the 60s, the UEFA decided to take in charge the cup, but it was not easy, and finally it began really under the jurisdiction of UEFA in 71. So it shows the resistance too. And the UEFA Cup, it's important because the name, it's renamed UEFA Cup. It's symbolic gestures that gives the union additional legitimacy. But it was important because, contrary of the European Cup, it's a big competition for the number of participants, and it increased the domestic championship, the European battle in the domestic championship, because, for example, Germany has three possibility to take part in the competition, and it was also a financial interest for the club. And finally, it showed also a difference between the best and the worst domestic championship, because England, Italy, is a great championship, has the possibility to have three or four participants, at the opposite, Luxembourg, Malta, just one. So I think for me, it's a big impact of the domestic championship, so perhaps it's an increase of Europeanization, if we consider that Europeanization has an impact of the domestic championship. So, For me, in the 80s, very important, because now the week of Europe have divided, because one day it's the UEFA Cup, another it's the Champions. So and also important, it's for me, it's this period between 50s and 70s that is important for the structuration of European football. Of course, there is an increase in the beginning of the 90s, no problem. But for me, the beginning of the structuration date of this period. And so we can see also cooperation between East and West. So we can discuss about the Cold War here. And finally, that is the question. Can I speak about Europeanization or just UEFAization? Okay, sorry for my English, thanks for your attention.